different. Did you get a haircut or move the couch, maybe?
We're 107.3 The Edge.
Right. So that's why all the great songs by Pearl Jam, Tears for Fears, The Chili Peppers, and Green Day.
I like it.
Thanks, cool guy. We hope you love it.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice and sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. Turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Blurry Face and I care what you think. My name's Blurry Face. And I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would be ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream about a space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream about a space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're still.
Pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
107.3 The Edge.
From the Retro Bin.
1986.
But she's
another Canadian artist.
It's the law.
And I'll tell you this, I'm not going back to prison.
This is 107.3, The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Peace came to me like a ring in my mind.
this next little ditty.
More nonstop music.
Thanks, cool guy.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Thank you. pre-recorded.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Vegan paper, paleo with a bit of keto. I eat exclusively raw meat, cardboard, and hummingbird eggshells. Lost 35 pounds in 6 days. Here's the key.
So boring.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Diamond.
appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same.
Artists like the Bangles, Dave Matthews, Sarah McLachlan, Alanis Morissette, and No Doubt have all in common. They all got their start in the world of alternative music in the 80s and 90s. We'd like them back, please. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Let's go!
So much flavor.
Cheers! Cheers!
It's time to get warmed up!
This is going to be one hell of a competition.
We're just getting started.
What'd you guys make?
The winning meal.
Wow. Mm.
There's a party happening in my mouth.
I'm here and I'm hungry.
I love to cook.
Ooh, I would call the chef.
I must be doing something right.
This spring, only on Flavor Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Think Turkey, official launch partner of Flavor Network.
When was the last time someone asked you a really good question? Not,
what's up?
But a question that made you think, like,
what's got you feeling stuck?
At ATB, we know the best answers come from asking thoughtful questions, getting to know you until together we answer the question no search engine or influencer can. What's the right thing to do for you? That's how ATB powers possibility.
Do you have leaky and drafty windows and doors? Head to WindowMart. They're the experts that you can trust to keep your home warm and cozy. Visit one of four showrooms across the province. Book your free consultation and estimate today at windowmart.ca.
Right Restyling.
Right Restyling.
Right Restyling. Have you heard? Right Restyling is the talk of the town.
They've been serving Calgary for over 20 years.
From premium car audio installation to catskin leather interiors and everything in between.
Right Restyling will take your car to the next level.
With quality products, amazing customer service, and they back everything they sell.
It's no wonder they're trusted amongst dealerships across Southern Alberta.
Don't make them your first call. Make them your only call. Visit rightrestyling.com.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Calgary-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
The Tour is not a bike race. The goal is not to finish first or raise a trophy. The true reward is in the shared journey. It's in bringing individuals together as a united community, an unstoppable force driven to change the future of cancer care. It's in seeing how your support helps Albertans create more moments. Join the Enbridge Tour Alberta for Cancer and pedal for more hope. Register today at morehope.ca/tour.
With Budget 2025, Alberta's government is meeting the challenges facing Calgary through key investments, including 49 school projects, expanding capacity at the Children's Hospital, investing in the LRT Airport Connector, Deerfoot Trail expansion, and the Calgary Events Center, as well as major building projects at U Calgary and State. Budget 2025, meeting the challenge. For the full details, visit alberta.ca/budget. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Oh my gosh, guess what juicy gossip I got this morning? You're not going to believe this. Save On Foods is doing it again. But I was told not to tell anyone, so naturally I told my best friend. And now the news is spreading faster than gossip at my book club.
$1.49 Day is back this Tuesday at Save On Foods. Pick up your Canadian favorites for just $1.49.
$1.49 Day, Tuesday.
Hurry before it's over and spread the word. Learn more at saveonfoods.com.
Here are some shows you may or may not want to see. Full list at 1073edge.com.
1073 The Edge and Modern Love presents An Intimate Evening with Alan Cross, April 2nd. Bachman Turner Overdrive at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino, April 11th. And 12th, ZZ Top with the Wallflowers coming to the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino June 4th. I'm Sarah Crosby. Two tattoos. How many have you got?
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
I don't understand.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Come on.
Since our eyes meet, I long to see.
So my broker says, you gotta buy this now. So get this. I take some cash out of my Cayman account.
Can you play some music already?
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Sure. just a matter how you solve them. But what else are we supposed to do?
Iconic alternative. You talk good.
Thanks, cool guy.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
At the moment, I hear people wanting something.
What's up? This is Eddie Vedder from the band Pearl Jam.
Hi, this is Beck.
This is Gavin Rossdale of the band Bush.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
It had taken a few years, but by the middle 1980s, the underground music scene in North America had reached some kind of a tipping point. Enough people had discovered punk, new wave, and all the subgenres associated with both so that things started to become really interesting. Campus radio stations began to have more clout. The more support they gave to these non-mainstream bands, the more they were appreciated and the more power they wielded. And as these stations began to communicate with each other through publications and charts and conventions, their influence and reach grew even more. Turns out that a surprising number of people were actually really tired of whatever the mainstream rock industry was pumping out. And each day, the alternative scene, that's what we were calling it by the mid-80s, attracted more fans who were only too happy to evangelize the epiphanies that had led to their conversion. Yes, college radio helped. So did all the bands willing to tour alt-friendly clubs. And so did independent record stores, which set themselves apart from the big chains by stocking more of the weird stuff. But we can't forget the role of MTV and any channel or any show that played videos from all those weird new telegenic bands from the UK. Now, if you spent any time at all watching music videos in the middle 80s, it was obvious that as interesting as the growing alt-rock scene was in North America, there was something just as interesting happening on that cold, rainy rock in the North Atlantic. And it was all happening so fast. This is The Complete History of Alt-Rock, Chapter 9.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
Hello again, I'm Alan Cross, and we're now into our ninth episode of our broad survey of the history of what became known as alt-rock. Chapter 8 was all about the evolution of indie culture in North America through the 80s. We now need to spend some time examining what happened in the UK. Now, we covered a chunk of this stuff back in Chapter 7 with the birth of all the different styles that followed in the wake of punk. There was goth and techno-pop and industrial, modern ska, which were all basically British inventions. These sounds sprung up very quickly, spread very quickly, and often died very quickly. Much of this innovation was made possible by simple geography. See, the British Isles is the only English-speaking territory for thousands of miles in any direction. 60 million people crammed into a very small space. And thus, with most attention turned inward, ideas, trends, and sounds can move very, very fast. If a song or a band or a sound got played on BBC radio and TV, which reaches every corner of the empire, millions of people would be instantly exposed to it. And then there's the matter of the British music press. All these magazines and tabloids, not just coming out monthly, but weekly. Each of them covering the latest and the coolest, and each trying to outdo each other with scoops and discoveries. Now, the role of the British music press is something that most North Americans don't get. That industry has always operated with a different philosophy. Now, you see, Britain didn't get legal, private, commercial radio until the 1970s. This is because Her Majesty's government believed that the responsibilities associated with radio broadcasting were far too important to be left in the hands of private citizens. If you're familiar with the story of the British pirate radio ships, you'll know that even though Britain was exploding with music in the 1960s with the Beatles and the Stones and so on, it was pretty much impossible to hear those British bands on British radio. The BBC would have none of it. And this is where the printed media came in. The NME, Sounds, Melody Maker, and dozens more filled the gap played by radio in North America. See, these publications believed that it was their duty to discover new music, to discover new scenes, build up the bands through hype and exposure, and then abandon them for the next shiny thing. From outside, it sometimes looked malicious. Why build up a band only later to take them out at the knees? I think it was all about competition, the fear that a rival publication would find something cooler, faster than you. The end result was a massive churn in sounds and trends. For example, ska was one of the big post-punk sounds thanks to bands like The Specials and The Selector and Madness. They were all championed by the British music press. But then some editor or writer decided that rockabilly was the next big thing, and everyone abandoned ska almost overnight. be fair, the end of the post-punk ska era wasn't entirely due to the British music media losing interest. The scene had become invaded by racist skinheads who undermined the racial harmony that had been one of the foundations of the ska revival from the beginning. Ska wouldn't die, but it would just lay fallow for a while. Another thing that spurred innovation in British music through the 80s were the dozens and dozens and dozens of independent labels that popped up. They were nimble and quick and able to get music into the stores and bands on the road much faster than a major label. And this is how we're going to tell the story in this episode. The development of British indie culture from the perspective of the record labels that helped make it happen. Let's take the story of Rough Trade, founded by a guy named Jeff Travis. It started when he had this giant record collection that he needed to sell off. He spent a lot of time in Canada and the United States amassing all these records. And to get rid of them, he opened a record shop in London in 1976. And by 1978, that record